Hare Krishna. To remember, use reminder. Material pleasures are insubstantial and spiritual joys are substantial. This is for us seekers the most relevant scriptural insight because it empowers us to resist temptations whenever they attack us. However, when faced with temptation, we frequently forget this insight. So our situation becomes somewhat like a warrior caught unarmed by an enemy. Naturally, as soon as the warrior realized the danger, he would turn towards his weapon so as to defend himself. But suppose somehow the enemy deluded the warrior to such an extent that the warrior forgot to seek his weapon. Due to such a delusion, the warrior would end up slaughtered. The Bhagavad Gita 4.42 compares knowledge to a weapon. Tasmad jnana sambhutam ritstham jnana asina atmanaha chitvainam samshayam yogam atishto tishti bharata. Tasmad jnana sambhutam. Therefore, that which is born out of ignorance, ajnana sambhutam, ritstham jnanasina atmanaha, ritstham, that which is in the heart, jnanasin, the sword of knowledge, atmanaha, so knowledge of the soul. So jnanasin, the sword of knowledge, Krishna is saying, chitvainam, cut off, samshaya, the doubts. Atishto tishti bharata, arise and fight. So, here Krishna talks about how knowledge is like a sword with which we can fight. Now, going back to our example, for us, knowledge, or more specifically, the relevant scriptural insight that helps us to combat temptation is like a weapon. Now, when an enemy catches us unarmed, that means that we are attacked by the temptation at a time when the relevant scriptural insight is not in the foreground of our memory. Just as a warrior can seek weapon, similarly we can seek to recollect that insight from our memory's background. But temptation so bamboozles us that we forget to recollect that insight. And soon our moral resolutions, our resolution to not act immorally, that lies slaughtered, butchered. Now, what do we do to avoid such a eventuality? Now, for protecting ourselves, we can use external aids such as reminders. Many of us may be using reminders to remind ourselves of our important to-dos. But as seekers, we need reminders not just for our to-dos, but also for our to-remembers. Also for the things that we need to remember. So, one such to-remember reminder is in the form of regular scriptural study, a habit of scriptural study. So, we naturally, when we study scripture, we come across the scripture, relevant scriptural insights, and that refreshes us, that reminds us, equips us. However, because scripture is vast, during our daily study, if the study is generic, it may not specifically equip us with the insight we need for combating the specific temptations that bedevil us. That's why we may need to prepare customized reminders for ourselves. So by drawing insights from different scriptures, from different sources of what we have heard or what we have read, we combine together and prepare a set of insights that unmask, that expose the particular temptations to which we are vulnerable. Now, to some of us, this may seem all hyper-intellectual. You may say that, oh, ultimately, to overcome illusion, we need Krishna's mercy, isn't it? Yes, that is true. We definitely need Krishna's mercy. But even to get Krishna's mercy, we need to call out to him for help. And to call out to him, we need to remember him. And to remember him, we may frequently need to remember the philosophical rationale for remembering him. And for remembering that rationale also, we may need a reminder. And again, a customized reminder may help us, because we may have our specific reasons that convince us to remember Krishna. So by thus reminding ourselves to remember either the philosophical insights that expose temptation or the philosophical insights that impel us to remember Krishna, by thus remembering to remember, we can resist temptation and progress on the path of devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.